I'm going to be reading out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. For this reason it says, "Awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." We as Christians need to be awake and not asleep. During these tough and difficult times the world is going through, my question is, where are the Christians? When I look outside, when I watch the news, when I see Facebook, and any other type of media or other type of outlet source, I'm looking around and do I see the church mobilized and ready to act? Have we become non-essential or essential? When bad times come, does the church just disappear? And when I look around, I see the medical industry involved. I see the government involved. I see other secular institutions involved, mobilized, and ready to act. But where's the church? Just because there's no Sunday service, does that mean the church just disappears? Is that all we are as a church, as a body? We're just a group of people that meets once a week and gathers like any club? If that's who we are and what we're really all about, then it makes sense why we just kind of disappeared along with movie theaters and amusement parks and sports arenas. Because are those really essential? Is it really essential that people have to get together and have a club, have a meeting? If that's all the church is, then I guess we should just kind of fade into the background and let the people who really know what they're doing go out there and help. Is that the church Jesus Christ came to give to the world? A church that is now binging Disney Plus and Netflix? Where is the church that Christ created? The world's out there helping, but where are the Christians? I thought Jesus said we were supposed to be the light of the world. How can the light be hidden, right? That's what Jesus asked. So where is that light? Shouldn't we be burning brightest in the darkest of times? This is the time when people really need Christ's church. At the end of Ephesians, it talks about making the most of the time that we're given. As Christians, we need to be making wise choices and not unwise choices. Is it really wise for Christians to spend their time just doing nothing? Should we be like, yes, now that life is on pause, I can just revert back into my house and indulge on selfish pleasures? Now I don't have to do all that serving I used to do while church was in session. Now that it's out of session, I can just kick back and relax. Is that what the church should be doing at the most extreme of times? The world needs to see the church. It needs to see those image bearers of Christ. But where are they? The Christians can't just be hidden inside their houses waiting it out. We've got to make the most of this evil time. That's what it says at the end. Making the most of this time because it's evil. This is what we're commanded to do as Christians. We need to go live the life Christ called for us. We need to be out there helping the widow, the orphan, those in need. There's tons of people, I see them all the time, that are in need and help. This is the perfect time to enter into their lives and tell them who Christ is and what he can do for them. It's the perfect time for them to see Christ and to see what he can do for them. But are we willing to get off the sofa, push pause on Disney Plus and get out there? Or are we going to let another opportunity pass us by, like so many others have before? Where is the church? Are we awake or are we asleep?